a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Dear God, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. This morning, Lord, we confess every of our sins and iniquities before you. Lord, please have mercy upon us and forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. Let the efficacy of the blood cleanse our spirit, soul, and body and make us whole from every form of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we are by apply for grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Therefore, Lord, lead us, guide us. Other steps direct our path, keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. Every of our undertakings we commit to your able care. Father, please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter number 19. And I will be reading from verse 1. You can read the whole chapter, but I will be reading from verse 1 to verse number 8 for emphasis sake this morning. Genesis 19, verse 1 to 8. God bless you. I read from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible this morning. God bless you as you follow the readings. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and bowed himself with his face towards the ground. And he said, "Behold, now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early, and go on your ways." And they said, "Nay, but we will abide in the street all night." And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, "Where are the men which came in into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them." And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, "I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. But now, behold now, I have two daughters, which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as it good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless the reading, hearing, and the application of his word in the name of Jesus. Amen. This is episode 7 on the topic hospitality. By God's special grace, I've said few things concerning this topic, and for the past 2 episodes, I've been talking on the subtopic I call the power of hospitality, where I am taking one after the other the example of the hospitality we can find in the scriptures. The first one we treated was that of Abraham in chapter number 18 of this same book of Genesis, how Abraham entertained 3 strangers that turned out to be the Lord and 2 angels, and how he engaged the Lord, and the 2 of them went down for the assignment they came for, which also continue in today's scripture, the same passage we have, this today's passage we have read. We discover the 2 angels that left Abraham and the Lord there were the same that came to this place. So the second one we talked about was the one from the book of 2 Kings chapter number 4 about the Shulamite woman that took care of the servant of God, Elisha, and the yoke of barrenness, just like that of Abraham, was broken in her life as well. Not that alone, we saw how when the child grown and the child died, the child was, you know, resuscitated back. Elisha have to leave the mountain to go and pray in the woman's house until the child came back to life. At the same time, after many years, there was famine in the land. The woman has to, you know, went out by the instruction of Elisha to sojourn somewhere else. And after many years, she returned and lost everything she has. But because of what she has done in the past, everything was also, you know, restored back. There was total restoration of everything she has ever lost. And this morning as well, we can see how Lord placed it upon himself, how he forced these strangers, people he knew nothing about them. He didn't know how what they come from. He didn't know where they come from. But because this has been part and parcel of his life, remember, Lord spent many years with Abraham. You see, that at least that attribute has, you know, rubbed upon him from his uncle. And look at it. He forced them also into his house. He entertained them. And he was even protecting them away from the men, the wicked, the men of the, you know, the sons of Belial of that city called Sodom. All the men that engaged in sodomy, they came in, but Lot was protecting it. Remember, I remember very well in one of the episodes that I told us that hospitality is not just with, you know, entertaining alone, but we take security of our guests. We take total security. Their life must be secured. That is exactly what Lot was showing here. Lot was trying to do everything that lies within his capacity to secure this man, this man, from being molested, by these sons of Belial. Imagine, they want to, you know, sodomize the angels of God. But Lot, not even knowing the nature, the kind of people he's protecting, he just wanted to do everything, even at the detriment of the lives of his innocent daughters. It pleases Lot for his daughters to be defiled. by those men than these men, this guest of his to be defied. Wow, this is extreme. Quite extreme. Remember in one of the episodes as well, I've told you that hospitality, you know, is costly. Yes, it's costly, but at the same time, I told you the cost of hospitality can never ever be compared to the reward. Is it the heavenly reward, as Jesus mentioned it in Matthew 25, chapter number 25, by the time you are reading from verse 34 thereabout. We've read it before in one of the episodes. By the time you are going towards 40, 41, the Bible says, he talked to those who are at the right hand, oh, go into the joy of your Lord that has, you know, prepared for you from the onset. Can you compare the joy of the kingdom of God with anything on earth? Not at all. Like I told you, can Abraham compare the cost of the calf and the milk he gave to this man with the joy of Isaac? Not at all. What about that woman as well? She could never compare what she spent to build that small room for the man of God with the joy of the hopelessness of his child, you know, childlessness coming to an end. That hopeless situation came to an end and the child was there. But what about when the child died and the child was brought back to life? What about when she went away and lost everything, and everything was also restored back in, even with accumulation of what the land has yielded for the past 7 years? The king commanded them all to be restored back to her. Can you see? Look at this place. Can Lot compare the cost of the food that this man ate in his house with the cost of saving his life and his family out of this destruction that was pending over the city? But they saved him because he was first trying to save them from being molested. That gave him opportunity to, you know, information. They told him, do you have anybody here that you still want to save? The angels were now willing to save Lot alone. They want to extend that. If you have anybody that you know that you will be sorrow, if any evil happen to them, you will not be okay with, go and get them. And he went out to his son's in-laws. But quite unfortunate, those could not follow him, making mockery of him. If not, he would have saved them. If those ones has, you know, obeyed him, if they have hearkened unto him, they will have been saved. Why? He has that grace because of hospitality. They saved him. The Bible says at one point that he was even feeling reluctant. They were being sluggish. The angels had to hold their hands and drag them out of the city. That's what the Bible says. They had to hold their hands and drag them out of the city so that they will not be perished. So they saved them by fire, by force, either they like it or not. Why? Because of hospitality. Because of hospitality. Let's see it this way. We know that Abraham was praying for the safety of Sodom because of Lot. Let's assume Lot also has been, you know, influenced by the men of Sodom, and Lot is, you know, even when he saw the men, and if Lot should be the first one to even make advances of molesting them at the gate as the men were coming in, what would have happened? Abraham's prayer wouldn't have affected anything at all. Not at all. Lot will have, you know, perished with them over there. So that is the reason why your character, your own life, this thing, that is the reason why Christianity, let me put it this way, is personal. It's personal. Your parents might be praying for you, but if you are not born again, their prayer might not, you know, avail anything upon your life. That is the truth. But thank God, Lot was in line with the will of God.
just as his uncle, exactly the same, was Lot as well. And that is exactly what brings salvation to his life and his household. Bow down your head. Talk to God this morning. Hospitality is a must for you and I. Remember, in one of the episodes I've told you, every Christian should see hospitality as a duty. See, this is what has happened here. Abraham sees it as a duty to, you know, to impart the life of stranger one way or the other. So the same way Lot sees it as a duty. Now, this one, you cannot just bypass me without anything. Turn it into my house. Take something. At least wash your leg. Take a little rest before you start going. Talk to God. Father, give me a hospitable heart. Give me the heart that loves unconditionally. Give me the heart that can sacrifice anything that is in my power, what, no matter how valuable they are to me. Lord, give me the heart that can sacrifice for others, even for those who I don't even know, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the emails, johnsonioljulius@gmail.com or johnsonjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of the lines, +233-202-749-915 or +233-552-482-187. Exploit this very wonderful day in no ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.